Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location. Located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
The time is 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour. Recorded Ragtime this evening. We just heard a great show by Gingy. Hope you enjoyed that. And let's move on now because I've got a lot of ground to cover tonight. Our subject is going to be don't give up your day job. And there are a lot of ragtimers out there that have made pretty decent names for themselves in the field of ragtime while working a day job in order to put food on the table. And so we're going to go through a list of some of those performers and talk about their day jobs and then play an example of their talents. We're going to kick this off. These are being done alphabetically by performer. And so the top of the list is Elliot Adams. He, I think, is still practicing dermatology down in the Sacramento area of California. He did for many, many years, and I think he's still doing it. But he's recorded several CDs. He collects sheet music. He's got one of the world's best collections of sheet music. So here is one of his recordings. It's called The Tease and Rag, from 1912 by Paul Pratt, and here is Elliot Adams. Thank you. All right, Elliot Adams and the Teasing Rag. Moving on to Tom Breyer. Sadly, I must say that Tom will probably not be performing anymore. He was in a horrible car accident about 3 years ago, and he's recovered somewhat, but I think he's not ever going to make it all the way back. But we're left with about 200 of his compositions and quite a number of his recordings. So here's Tom playing one of his own pieces from 2001. It's called the Skunk Hollow Rag. And those of you who play ragtime, each one of these sections is 18 measures long, which is not common. Tom Breyer and Skunk Hollow Rag. I think I forgot to mention that prior to his tragic accident, Tom was a computer programmer. All right, moving on to Alex Hassan. Alex has made a career working for the U.S. government, Department of Defense, back on the East Coast. I once asked him what he did. He said, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. So I don't honestly know what he does. He's an expert in, oh dear. Anyway, I'll think of it and I'll tell you afterwards. Here's a piece of, that he recorded, written in 1938 by Pauline Alpert, called Mindin' the Baby. Excuse me. Alex Hassan and Mindin' the Baby. Well, that type of music, the name of it just went zipping right through my mind, and I can't seem to retrieve it. If it comes back later, I'll let you know. Moving on to Brian Keenan. Brian works in St. Paul, Minnesota as a bank officer, but he has recorded quite a number of his own compositions and the works of others, and he has performed at some ragtime festivals, including the Rocky Mountain Ragtime Festival. So he's very active still in ragtime. Here's his own composition from the year 2000. It's called Big Creek, and here is Brian. Thank you.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Support comes from the Longmont Museum, presenting Longmont 150, an exhibit that celebrates the founding of Longmont 150 years ago, and a look back on the forces that have shaped Longmont's past and the recurring themes that will define its future. The Longmont 150 exhibit runs through January 9th. Tickets and more information at longmontmuseum.org.
Okay, well, we heard Brian Keehan and his composition Big Creek. We're going to move now to a gentleman that I don't know and have never met, Robert Lockwood Lind. He sent me a CD for review back in 2012, and I enjoyed his compositions, but I didn't go much beyond that. I did learn that he is a New York investment banker, or he was in 2012, and he had composed these dozen pieces on this CD. So we're going to pick one of those to listen to. It's called Ragtime Wee Ricky, named for one of his grandsons, I think. And here is Robert Lockwood Lind.
Thank you.
All right, Robert Lockwood Lind and Ragtime Whee Ricky. Moving on to Dave Majak. Dave is a veterinarian in St. Louis. And at one point, he was music director of the Scott Joplin Festival. And he's recorded half a dozen ragtime albums. And here's a cut off of one of those from 1921, a piece by Roy Bargy called Rough and Ready.
Here's a way to simplify your life. Donate that vehicle you no longer need to help us bring you more great public radio. It's easy and free to you. Here's how. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to kgnu.org.
Okay, we heard Dave Majak play Rough and Ready. We're going to turn now to Larisa Mikhachev. Larisa was born in Russia, emigrated to this country, discovered ragtime while she was living down in Texas, and I think now she lives in California, but I'm not certain about that. She is a lawyer and works at that. that's her day job. But elsewhere, she performs and she composes. And many of her rags have really strange names. So let's listen here to her play her own composition from 2006. Here is the Garlic Pudding rag. And here is Larisa Migachev. Larisa Migachev and her Garlic Pudding Rag. Turning now to Martin Spitznagel. Martin is a multimedia designer, writer, and filmmaker, but he plays ragtime on the side and even composes in this next piece. Won the first prize at a composition contest at the Scott Joplin Festival in Sedalia. few years back, 2010 to be exact, and it's called the Train Town Rag, named for Sedalia. So here is Martin to bring you his winning composition. All right, Martin Spitznagel and the Train Town Rag. It's turned now to Nick Taylor. Nick lives down in the southern part of Colorado, Colorado Springs, and he's an Anglican priest, although I think he's retired now. He has recorded this album and was the chief instigator of the Bohemia Ragtime Society in Colorado. Anyway, let's pay tribute to that from 1919. Here is Bohemia by Joseph Lamb, and here is Nick Taylor. Nick Taylor and Bohemia. Moving on to Virginia Tischner, daughter of Trevor Tischner. Grew up inundated with ragtime her entire life. Wanted to be a full-time ragtime musician, but trained as a public accountant and still does that during tax season. So she does both things. And here is one of her father's compositions, one of my personal favorites of his, from 1973, The Cottonwood Rag. And here is Virginia Tischner.
Support comes from Pica's Mexican Restaurant, with two locations in Boulder and Louisville. Pica's menu features a variety of tacos and Mexican fare, available for dine-in and takeout. More information at picascolorado.com.
Support comes from the Boulder Seniors Foundation, a nonprofit organization working with older adult services for the city of Boulder, sponsoring programs for senior citizens and providing grants to help local seniors remain in their homes. Donations and information may be found at boulderseniorsfoundation.org.
Okay, well, Virginia Tischner just made Trevor's Cottonwood Rag ring. That was really good. Dave Tucker is up next. Dave is a patent researcher back down back east in Washington, D.C., and has recorded a couple of albums, including one off this one. This is by Joseph Lamb from 1913 called American Beauty Rag, and here is Dave Tucker.
Thank you.
Dave Tucker and American Beauty Rag, named after a variety of a rose. Moving now to our last one, Brent Watkins. Brent is a pastor with the River of Life Ministries in Iowa. And here is a piece off of one of his CDs, written by Walter Simon in 1911. It's called Sponge. Brent Watkins and Sponge. My goodness. Well, that wraps it up tonight. Thanks very much for joining us on Ragtime America as we have explored some of the composers and performers out there who have elected to keep their day jobs and do ragtime on the side. Hope you've enjoyed this program and that you'll join us again next week for some more recorded ragtime. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks a lot for being with us.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Ignite Adaptive Sports at Eldora. Ignite provides snow sport opportunities for people living with disabilities, programs for children, adults, and armed service veterans. Ignite is recruiting volunteers for the upcoming ski season. More information about volunteering with Ignite at igniteadaptivesports.org.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift with the Phantom Power Collective.
Rhythm is what we sell. Rhythm is our business. Business sure is swell. Now if you feel blue, rhythm's what you need. If you got rhythm, you sure to succeed. Rhythm is our business. Business sure is swell. He's the drummer man in the band.
In the band.
Crawl beats on them drums. In the band.
In the band.
Oh, when he does tricks with sticks, the boys in the band all play hot licks. He plays saxophone in the band.
In the band.
Joe plays the saxophone. Oh, when he goes up that scale, see the pop doo da doo da dee. Plays on the bass in the van.
In the van.
Mose plays on that bass in the van.
In the van.
Now when he picks all those strings, happiness to you he brings. He blows on the trumpet in the van.
In the van.
Steve blows all that trumpet in the van.
In the van.
Oh, he's the guy, hits him high, makes you think he's in the sky.
After you broke each vow, how can you face me now?